Lent, Week 5, Tuesday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God, of thy pity unto us, thy children, bend down thy ear in thine own loving kindness, and all thy people's prayers and vows ascending, hear, we beseech thee. Look down in mercy from thy seat of glory, pour on our souls the radiance of thy presence, drive from our weary hearts the shades of darkness, lightening our footsteps. Free us from sin by might of thy great loving, cleanse thou the sordid, loose the fettered spirit, spare every sinner, raise with thine own right hand all who are fallen. Glory to God the Father, everlasting, glory for ever to the sole begotten, with whom thy Holy Spirit through the ages reigneth coequal. The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. Psalm 19. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Sion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favour. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfil every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven, and the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. We shall sing and praise your power. Psalm 20. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We shall sing and praise your power. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. A Canticle from Revelations 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. A reading from James chapter 2. What does it profit, my brethren, if a man says he has faith, but has not works? Can his faith save him? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. Responsory. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. My Heavenly Father will deal the same way with you if you do not forgive your brother or your sister from your heart. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My Heavenly Father will deal the same way with you if you do not forgive your brother or your sister from your heart. Intercessions. Let us pray earnestly to Christ the Lord. He tells us to watch and to pray that we may not fall into temptation. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy. Lord Jesus, you promised to be with those who are gathered in your name. Keep us united with you as we pray to the Father in the Holy Spirit. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy. Cleanse your church from every stain of sin. Make her alive with hope and the power of the Spirit. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy. Help us to care for our neighbor and show your love for all. Through us, let the light of your salvation shine in the world. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy. Let your peace spread to the ends of the earth. Let all people see in every place the sign of your presence. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy. Bring the dead to everlasting happiness. Let glory and immortal life be theirs. Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Look with favour on your family, Lord, and as at this time we restrain the desires of the body, may our hearts burn with love of you. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.